Hey, howdy, it's Editing Jack here with a little bit of news. First off, we have a theme song for the Craft and Warrior podcast now. I know we used to have one, and then I got rid of it, but we have a different one. I like it. That's all for that. And then there's going to be a bunch of episodes coming out. Like, we're keeping to the every Monday, but I have the willpower to make a lot of podcasts, so I'm going to make a lot of podcasts. So if there's extra episodes coming out all the time, don't complain. That's all I've got. There's more podcasts for you. Enjoy it. Okay, enjoy the episode. Listen to this theme song. Welcome to the Croft and Warrior podcast, the only school podcast recorded not at school. I'm your host, Jack.
I'm Quinlan.
And I'm Grant.
We're coming to you live from Lincoln, Nebraska. The only town to be in Nebraska named after a president. That's probably not true.
Yeah, Crofton. Come on now.
We are at Allstate Chorus.
Yay.
Here in Lincoln. NMEA Allstate Chorus, National Music Educators Association, Nebraska Music Nebraska. Educators Association, I think.
Yeah.
This is okay, so I'm going to explain how Allstate, unless Quinlan, do you want to explain how Allstate works?
Can I explain it really bad and you explain it better?
Sure.
Okay, so we have eight different music sections.
Like, and then, six or seven, isn't it?
Well, no.
What?
You can go.
anyways.
Yeah.
And then we all have six songs.
Oh.
And then there's this one really awesome man, and then he's teaching us the best way to sing the song. And then we sing it. That's it.
Okay, so,
yeah.
So there's a big music conference going on in Lincoln right now. It's NMEA conference, I guess. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole thing going on where a lot of, essentially a lot of choir directors and musicians are down here in Lincoln. And I had
wow. You slurped that. So
Grant's got his water bottle. So a lot of people are down. move your mic. So a lot of people are down in Lincoln. And there are a lot of concerts going on, a lot of Allstate ensembles being practicing for a big concert in the Lead Center on Friday. And there's a jazz band, an orchestra, a choir, and a concert band, I think.
I think so.
Either way, so there's all of those. We are in the choir, all three of us, and
yes.
Morgan. We are we four, but we just happen to be sharing a room.
So it's easiest.
So we're recording this podcast. And then, so we went through a long audition process of, they give us the music selections, so each song that we're going to sing. I think there are six this year?
Yes.
There's six of them. They give us all of these songs. We don't know what's going to be in the audition. Mm-hmm. And then they give, the morning of the audition, they send out the cuts, so the specific parts of the song that we have to record, and we have to audition for one of eight parts, so soprano 1-2, alto 1-2, tenor 1-2, bass 1-2. I'm bass 2, Grant's bass 1, you're tenor 2.
Yeah.
Morgan is soprano
1.
So we audition for the specific part with a specific song piece. Good cough, Quinn.
Thank you.
And then, so, honestly, next time you can just cough into the mic. I'll cut it out.
Okay. Thank you.
So, anywho, so we audition with that specific part. And then later, like a month later, we get the results of who was selected for Allstate.
And so us four.
So us four, we four this year were selected for Allstate.
Which is a good amount for Crofton. Very good amount for Crofton.
Yeah, four is pretty dang good. Cause
we have a small choir.
Yeah, we don't have that big of a choir. You'll see choirs double our size and like four.
Yeah.
So it's
so
really
we
nice.
Did good this year.
We did pretty dang good this year.
Yes, we should be proud.
Yeah, and so
and you should be proud.
So we come down. So we come down on Wednesday. We have our first practice Wednesday night. We have practice all day Thursday. Mm-hmm. Well, not like one long practice, but we have a couple practices on Thursday.
A couple like two, three
which is
hour
the day
practices.
We're recording this on right now.
Yes,
this is the night of Thursday, and we're about to sing at the embassy. So, Editing Jack, put in a clip of that. Whoa, wasn't that nice?
Smell of that.
Smell of that. And then we have a couple practices tomorrow, Friday, and a big concert with jazz band is at the same They're right before
oh,
us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jazz Band's right before us.
Oh.
Yeah. So my mommy is going to watch the Jazz Band, and she always says that it's great. So,
yeah?
Yeah.
Well, wait, so are we, so it's going to Jazz Band play, then we leave. Then they leave and we go in?
Well,
because I was thinking
the
like,
coolest part, we go in while Jazz Band's playing, but we're behind a big old curtain type thing. So Jazz Band leaves, they raise the curtain. And it's a 440-person choir.
And we're just looking at them.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Do they know we're there?
I mean, if they're smart, yeah. But if you're just like staring off and watching the Jazz Band, no.
And then they look back and it's us.
I'm like, whoa.
They're like, whoa.
How'd that happen?
Whoa! Magic.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the news of Crofton? So we had four people this year.
Uh-huh.
It's you two first year.
Yeah.
And Morgan's first year as well.
Jack's fourth year.
It's my fourth year. I don't want to make a big deal about
no,
that.
No, it is
cool.
A big deal. It's a big deal.
I think I'm the first from Crofton to make it 4 years.
Yeah. Like, that's very impressive.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm very proud of
it. Fun fact, my grandma in 1964 was in the first group from Crofton to go to Allstate Choir.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Shout out Grandma Sheaf.
Grandma Grim. Shout out Ruth Ann. I think she listens to this podcast.
Actually?
I think she does. So thank you for listening.
Yeah, Grandma, shout
if
out.
If you're listening to this. Yeah, fun fact. So she's the first from Crofton to go. I'm the first from Crofton to go 4 years.
You're living on the legacy.
I'm living on a legacy.
Your kid's going to be the first one to go for 8 years. That's awesome.
My kid, I'm going to make sure my kid gets held back.
In each grade.
My kid's going to be the first twice. To go. My kid's going to be the kid to go all 4 years and get all four solos.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
And then their kid's going to audition for each part and get in for each part.
I thought about my freshman year. I got in as bass one, and I was like, and then I got in bass two sophomore year, and I was like, what if junior year and senior year I go as tenor one, tenor two?
That'd be crazy.
Never ended up doing it because I'm not a tenor.
Yeah, but that'd God. Be insane.
But that would be, oh, Jesus.
That'd be a generational run.
That would be a generational run, as some would say.
Yes.
So I'm going to pose to you, Grant, specifically, because you said two words, probably, so far.
Probably.
How's your Allstate experience been so far?
I think it's been pretty good. I like singing in the bigger choir that when, like, everyone wants to be there and, like...
Oh, yeah?
Everyone actually tries. And I think it's just fun, like, walking around Lincoln and, like, meeting new people.
I love
that part. It's really fun.
I love it. What was your reaction to the first big thing that we did as a choir? Because we did some warm-ups, but then...
Yeah, but then, like, we started singing.
We actually started singing. Was there a moment where you went...
Well, yeah, you can just, like, tell how many more people there are. It just, like, fills the room by 1,000.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, well, it's, like, people that are super good at singing, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, 440 really good voices.
And by the way, we were practicing my freshman year and sophomore year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We practiced in the lead center and then just went straight to the concert. This... Last year and this year, the lead center has been under construction, and we are practicing in the St. Paul Methodist Church, which is pretty cool because the
pretty
acoustics
high.
In there are
it's,
oh,
it's, yeah.
They're pretty. Oh, oh.
Wait, where do we perform at?
We perform in the lead center.
Okay.
So, do you know where the lead center is?
No.
It's over there.
So, okay. Guys, get your tickets.
Get your tickets. I know you're listening to this a
tomorrow.
Week after.
Yeah, get your tickets for next year. Book
get your tickets for next. Yeah, get your tickets for next year. Gwen will be down here.
Hopefully.
You're going to do it. It'll be fun. Grant, do you like Allstate? I'm trying to think of questions.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. It's kind of repetitive during practices, but...
Yeah, because we like really... If like there's a part that our amazing director, I wish I knew his name.
Dr. Fox. I forgot his first name, I'm going to be honest with you.
Dr. Yeah. Fox, if you listen to this... I love
we
you. You're
make
awesome.
Dr. Fox listen to this podcast?
Yes. That'd be awesome.
I would.
But yeah, like when Dr. Fox, because he has an amazing ear. He hears something wrong. He knows.
Does.
So like he corrects us. So sometimes we have to go through something like 10 times to get it right.
Yeah.
And then
I love people.
It can
like
get
that.
A little repetitive. But.
He that guy and probably the pianist as well. The pianist is very talented. Each of them probably have forgotten more music than I know right now.
Oh yeah,
for sure. They know magnitudes.
Well, yeah, these are people that like it's their job. They love it.
Yeah.
They love music.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Yeah. I would love to do it too, but it's very hard.
Yeah, I can understand.
To do it at that level, I want to just be able to like sing mediocre and make money.
I love the but so he taught us a little round today.
Mm-hmm.
He taught us Big Ben.
Big Ben. It was.
Dum, 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 dum. I forgot what it was.
I forgot my point too.
But
it was like,
but
ding
he
dong,
made
ding
a big.
Dong.
He
ding
made
dong,
a big
dong.
Point on that. Yeah, you. Some people may be able to sight read very well, but the talent can be in so many different ways.
See, I feel like he was calling to me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, because I can't. Reading music is not my strong suit.
Did
like
you
I pick
still
up,
have magnitudes of talent, Quinlan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. What's another topic of Allstate that we could talk about? Are you excited for the concert?
I think it'll be fine. Like, I know, because I'm going to be honest, I probably will mess up once or twice.
That's okay.
Because it's going to happen. But I know that they're not going to be able to hear me unless I mess up majorly. And if I mess up majorly, my singing career is over.
Yeah, unless you full... Well, there's some things that your singing career is over.
Yes.
If we start singing, it's like... Agnus Dei, and you come in and you go,
Agnus Dei. I think people would
know. Then people would hear. I love how in such a large choir, you can breathe at any time.
Yeah,
really.
People won't know.
And people
because
won't
there
know.
Would be someone singing your part when you're breathing.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Or you can, I love when everyone's singing incredibly quietly, and it still is such a
it's still
nice
such a noise.
Sound.
Yes,
there's still a lot coming, even
because
though
there's 440 little noises.
Because
there's to be one big noise.
That cause is one big noise. Yes, Grant, are you excited for the concert?
Yeah, I think majority of people will really bring out their best in the concert, and it's just gonna sound really cool. And I don't know. I've never been to an Allstate concert. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This will be your first time.
I think it's... Yeah, I think it's also, like, hard to, like... Because he says don't go on autopilot, which is very smart, because then when he's directing stuff, not, like, in the music, then it's...
Yeah, you got
to
pay attention
mess it
to
up.
What he's doing.
So that's really hard for me in practice, but I think during the concert, I'll be able to completely, like, lock in on him for the 20 minutes the concert is
some
or whatever.
Amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know. For however long that is.
Yeah.
And so I'll be able to hopefully do better.
Just pay attention and don't lock your knees.
Yeah.
Dear God, don't lock your knees.
Why?
Because then you'll faint.
Oh, yeah. There were
Dude,
people,
they'd be sick.
There were people around me that said last year someone fainted around them and like they had to like catch them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was not around there when
what
that
What do you
happened.
Do when that happens? You I just like know. Catch them and set them
well,
down?
Well, okay. A couple years ago. How many years ago was that? Bless you. That
Thank
wasn't.
You.
It might have been 2 years ago. But Elizabeth sat down several times.
Yeah, because she it wasn't. It was like she was in heels, right?
She was in heels and like, she was locking her knees.
And she was like all the way in the top row.
So she was like lightheaded. And so she did what people say when you're lightheaded in a concert. She just sat down.
I wouldn't have sat down and I would have fell forward and probably either died or like. No, I would have like crushed like 8 kids.
I like how honest you are.
I would. At yeah, I know 100%. Because I'd be like, I'd be, two in my head, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to sit
I'm
down
because people
are going to
see
me.
People are going to see
me. I'd be like, and then I would fall over and I'd actually like probably kill 4 kids.
People would see you a lot more if you fell over. I mean, they said that when they were, like if you looked at the big group, you wouldn't be able to tell that Elizabeth sat down.
Oh, yeah.
But then they said that they would like look for her. They'd be like, where? Oh, there she is.
Like, oh, there
she
is.
Where'd she go? Oh, she's gone again. Yeah. Where'd she go? Ooh. What's your favorite song this year?
That's a good question.
What was your favorite song before this week?
Okay, honestly, I think my favorite song might have been I Will Be Earth. I really liked that, and now I kind of hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you kind of hate it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And Signs of Judgment is really fun, but it's just so repetitive.
Oh my god. That's why you gotta make it interesting, Quinlan.
Well, yeah, I am, but I'm making it interesting a lot of times. Broom, someone's broom. Car just exploded. I hope you could have heard. Yeah.
I'll add...
Yeah, add like a...
In post in the background, I'll add...
Yeah.
Like the Wilhelm scream. Yeah. You know the Wilhelm scream? That's what I'm going to add to the background.
So those were your favorite. What's your favorite now?
Probably Agnus Dei.
Did you like Agnus Dei? I did not like Agnus Dei before we actually started singing
it together. Was okay. Like, it was all right. But no, together it just like, it just accentuates
it so much. There are people doing ballet.
Yeah.
So he said like, hey, how many of you guys do ballet? And like eight people raised their hand. And he was like, make something.
And it's actually good.
It's cool.
It's wonderful.
I've never seen a ballet.
I haven't either. And there's this guy that does like eight spins. And I'm like, that's so cool. How do you do that?
I should have been doing ballet.
I know. If I did eight spins, I'd break my knee.
That's why you have to start doing it from an early age.
Or now.
I'm gonna just start doing ballet. You can teach old dogs new tricks.
I'd be like 84 and I'm
hit like start, a start doing ballet. You do the spins. You're doing like the big like pirouettes.
Yeah. No, but it's actually really cool.
It is genuinely very cool. So watch the concert.
Yeah.
Come to the concert.
Come to the concert tomorrow.
And dear God, don't clap before we're over.
Yes, if you clap before we're over, I will find you. Because people are going to.
I don't think people are.
People
know. Well, okay, my freshman year, we had We Can Mend the Sky, which is the crazy 8-minute,
like a crazy song.
It was a crazy song, and then it got, like, the story resolved after, like, 8.5 minutes, and then he didn't put his hands down. And we went right into the next song, which was the most beautiful. It was I Will Be a Child of Peace by Elaine Hagenberg.
Shout out,
Elaine.
Yep.
But it was genuinely like...
wonderful.
The craziest song into the most beautiful, like, spiritual song. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't put his hands down, and people didn't clap.
Because most of these people are...
The audience is parents of people who are in... Who are like high level choir?
Yeah, and band, or nerds,
or are just music nerds.
Yeah,
Roy's coming to the concert. So
he's a huge nerd.
Huge.
If you
nerd.
See him, call.
Oh,
him
he's a massive nerd. Oh my god, he likes Pokemon.
Yeah,
he's such a big nerd. You think just because he's in sports, he's not a nerd? No, yeah,
he's a huge.
He's
nerd.
He's more of a nerd than I am. Dear god,
that's a bad thing.
He likes reading.
Oh, I know. Actually,
he does. He likes reading.
I cough at you, Roy. That's gross.
I'm keeping that one in. I think that he should listen to this podcast and realize that we're just shoot talking him.
Yeah, and then he does. He becomes not friends with us.
I force him to listen to this, and then he's just going to hear us talking about him.
We're kidding, Roy. You're a cool guy.
I hate him.
Okay. Okay, then.
I am so much.
I don't think he wants to play Sluggers with you ever again.
I'll play Sluggers with you.
Aw, thanks, man.
This is family.
It's like playing baseball versus Shohei to... playing baseball versus a toddler. It's just
don't play with him anymore. He made
I'm
fun
sorry.
Of you. He made fun of you. Don't take that. You're better than that, dude. You deserve better.
Don't take that.
Don't take it, dude.
Don't do it. So are you liking Allstate?
Isn't that like the third time you have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but it's definitely a more positive than negative experience.
Is it?
Yeah. There is positives and there is negatives, but there's definitely more positives than negatives.
That's great.
Yeah.
Grant. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much work I'm gonna have to do this weekend for school.
Yeah, that's true. School.
I'm gonna have to read like 8 chapters of Frankenstein.
Right now, I have to. I should learn the solo to. Oh, What a Beautiful City.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, you should probably learn
I should,
that.
I should make sure I know the words to Die Mock Night.
Die Mock Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we
point
mentioned,
proven.
But like Jack is
oh, yeah,
part
we didn't.
Of a group that's doing like a solo thing.
I am.
In Oh, What a Beautiful City.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The
I'm part of an
first octet? One that Mrs. Clanchman
oh,
has
yeah.
ever had.
Yeah.
Like a solo thing.
First of 4-year first of solo.
Yeah.
Well, not a solo. It's like an octet.
But
or
basically
something.
A solo.
But I'm in the group.
Yeah.
Small group.
It's a special group.
Yeah, a special group.
A special group of special
people.
I
hope it gets me scholarships.
Yeah. And you think it probably would.
Listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you should this podcast to people that need to give you a podcast.
All you UNL choir directors out there. Which is probably one.
You can cut like the last 10 seconds of what I said.
What?
I just like rambled so bad. Cut the last 10 seconds of what I said now.
I'm going to keep it because otherwise you saying cut this does not make any
sense.
Okay,
now cut this.
Cut. So all you UNL directors, there's only one of them. But listen, I mean.
We're sending this to you.
If anyone's going to listen to this podcast, it's journalism people at UNL. And I doubt they're going to listen to it.
Well,
I'm going to put on my like college scholarship stuff, and it's going to be like, hosted Croft and Warrior podcast.
And they're going to be like, oh, it has 4 viewers? Get rid of it.
Hey, there's like 1,400.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out Quinn and her 1,400 accounts.
Yeah.
Not you,
not
sister.
Me. Sister.
Thank
Quinn,
you, sister.
Me, Quinn.
And thank you, other sister. And
thank
my mom.
You, Jack's sister.
And my grandma.
And Jack's mom. And my grandma. And his other sister.
Aunt? I think Gwen listens to this.
Shout out, Gwen.
I think my mom has listened to a few episodes, maybe.
Did she really?
I'm not sure.
This is great.
I haven't even finished the first one, I'm going to be honest.
That's okay.
I don't, yeah, I mean, I could listen to the ones that I'm not in, but I definitely could not listen to the ones I'm in.
Should we just cut this podcast short? I can't think of any other things to talk about for Allstate.
Do we just talk about something that's not Allstate related?
We could do that, but for a different episode.
Should we do that? That sounds fun.
I'd say, like, like one or two things that I'm not liking as much about this.
Yes.
Is one, I'm just really tired. I don't know if that's.
There are
just
long
me.
Days.
They are long days. And the like building we're in is also really hot.
Yes. And well,
oh, like the church?
The church.
I thought you meant this place, and I was like,
no.
The AC's
no.
on.
The AC's at 60.
We're in the hotel right now,
the
by
church
way.
Is really hot.
Well, yeah, because as a person that just runs hot.
You're a warm man.
I'm a warm man. I'm sweating out of every orifice, and it sucks.
Every orifice.
I'm usually, like, cold, and I'm sweating.
Yes,
I'm
it
fine.
Sucks.
I don't know if that just means
maybe
I'm
it's just, like, the back of the building.
Jack Frost
yeah.
or something? Yeah, maybe it's the back of the building. I don't know.
Also, there's a few people around me that are kind of annoying and, like, don't shut up, but...
Maybe that's just you, man.
What? Don't be mean to my boy.
Sorry. I'm sorry. No, that's probably... No, yeah, you probably just got accidentally... You got put in a place that was... Just happened to be around several people.
No, I'm lucky because I'm by, like, the nerdy people that are, like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can like, music. But then when he's talking, they're like, okay, it's time to shut up.
That's good. I'm not by anybody that, like, talks when.
Yeah.
Like, they'll do their every now and then stupid stuff. But, like, oh, that was
That's okay.
Everyone will be like, everyone will shut up definitely when they have to.
Yeah.
But I'll just be like, hey, how's it going? They'll be like, oh, God. And then that'll be the conversation. I'm not making any lifelong best friends, but.
Definitely not.
You know?
That's I'm okay. by like 2 seniors, so if I make it next year, I'm not going to see them again.
Oh. Hmm.
It's okay, though, because they're going to go on to better things.
I want
to
make... when they die, they're going
to... No!
I'll see people, because we're in Lincoln, I'll see people, and I'm like, you're cool. I can tell that you're cool.
Yeah.
And I want to make friends with them, but then I end up not making friends.
Well, yeah, because, like, you know, I'm going to text them once every day.
Oh, I guess. No. Yeah, but I'm like, this person looks cool. Or they're just weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have a 75% chance of being weird, or you're really cool.
Yeah, there's and it's there's no in between.
You know that type of person? Grant?
Probably.
Nice.
I feel like the most that I would, like, communicate with any of these people that I've met today would be, like, maybe playing iMessage game.
You just really need someone to play Mancala with.
Dude, Mancala is so fun.
I love Mancala.
Mancala is fun as heck. We should have a Mancala tournament.
Quinn only sends me Mancala, but it's the Avalanche mode.
Oh, yeah.
What does that even mean?
Which is the worst mode of Mancala,
dumb.
If I may say.
What's Avalanche?
It's just bad. It's Mancala, but bad.
You should play pool.
Yeah, I should. I'll send her that right now.
Yeah. Well, not right now.
I don't have my phone.
Okay, good.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Thank you for all stating.
Yeah. This was a really quick one, but...
Are you feeling happy about... Like, are you glad? Do you feel proud of yourself?
Yeah.
I was unsure.
Well, yeah. Well, because, like, I'm happy I made it, but I can tell that around the people I am, that I'm definitely, like, not the best compared to them. So, like, I know I'm good compared to your average Joe, but...
Come to Allstate, it's a bunch of
music. It's a bunch of people that, yeah, like, these people, at least the ones I'm by, like... They know
live,
basically
music.
Exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that it makes me kind of sound like an imbecile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he said. There's different forms of talent.
Exactly. If they put on Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths.
Yeah.
I'd be able to out-sing those.
They would be put to shame.
They would.
Exactly.
I'd be sliding down the middle aisle.
On your knees.
On my knees. Heaven in my life. Oh, why do I? Oh, my God.
See, that's why he's an Allstate right there.
Exactly. Oh,
listen to that
you.
Voice.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
Thank
so
you.
Gentle and calming.
Thank you. I don't deserve it. Thank you.
You should be in the Smiths.
I could.
Call up the Smiths.
I will.
Do it.
I don't think they're together anymore.
Oh.
If I had to guess.
That song's probably like from the 80s or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's disappointing. Grant, are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I'd say I'm proud of myself.
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I tried out for Allstate all 4 years.
And I made
it.
Finally made it, baby.
Exactly.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Why did you cough like that? Well, there's no better place to end a podcast than that. So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Croft and Warrior podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. We got to take the podcast equipment to Lincoln. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Warriors. What is
it? There's, on these Kleenexes, there's a blue stripe.
I know. TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. At Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok if you want just me. Grant, you got any social media you want to shout out?
Eh.
For not many words, go to Grant. And
if go to my house now. No, because it's only my mom and my brother.
Don't
right
go,
now
don't
on Thursday.
House.
Quinn, put your address
on. Yeah, put my address on
Quinn's
screen.
Go to Quinn's house. Go to Quinn's house on Sunday.
Yes.
Or I guess.
Saturday, but not during the dinner theater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that's Saturday. Hey, got any wise words?
You know, if you like singing, pursue it. Because singing is fun, and it makes me happy, so it probably makes you happy. And if it makes you happy, sing.
Yay!
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 Wait, should we harmonize?
You have a good day.
You have a good day.
You have a good day.